I'm Bruce Van Dyke for WEOL. It's time to check in with another Alcorn Archives, brought to you by Mama Joe Homestyle Pies in the Amherst Shopping Plaza off Cooper Foster Park Road. Enjoy taste you remember. Stop soon at Mama Joe Homestyle Pies. With us, Tim Alcorn. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm doing well on this Friday, and certainly looking forward to this edition because it doesn't get any better than a state championship.
Was this the first football state championship that you were involved with, or had you done others before that?
No, if you recall, WEOL followed Olmsted Falls when the Bulldogs won the state championship. And so now we've got Avon Lake, of course, out of the same conference, great rivals with Olmsted Falls, and the Shoremen get their shot at a state title in 2003. Hard to believe, 17 years ago.
We are, and a player in this team is the current coach, which we'll hear from in just a little bit. But November 28th, 2003, at Paul Brown Tiger Stadium, where everybody hopes to play their final game of the season.
Yeah, both teams going in at 14-0. Avon Lake was ranked number one in the state of Ohio. So this was a game that was highly anticipated. But Bruce, it wasn't played under the best of conditions.
Yeah, here's the opening kickoff, as you called, and you had Gary Pelter and Bob Tomaszewski were the two that were helping you with the call of this game.
So here we go, the Division II State Championship on AM 9. Barkhurst puts his left arm in the air. The wind is at his back.
The first hit's the biggest hit, Tim. They're pumped right now. I think you're just waiting on the officials.
The officials over on the far side, the Edgewoods. Boy, Barkhurst looks like the Statue of Liberty out there. He's had that arm in the air a long time. He's ready to go.
Oh, what could take so long?
Whistle blows, and the ball blows off the tee.
There you go. How's that to start a championship? Everybody's excited to go and...
Well, experience has taught me we were probably waiting for television, yes, the almighty television, to get back from a commercial or something. That was the delay. But, boy, that wind was there all night long, Bruce. As I said, this wasn't the greatest of conditions to play under. It was cold. It was windy. I remember there was snow in the air throughout the night. Not a blizzard, but it just kept coming down and kind of created that ice rink, that glaze on the field down below us. So much was said about the Avon Lake offense in the state championship year, and it was a high-powered, high-octane offense. Tyler Boer at quarterback, the two Division I wide receivers, and Trey Strauss and Andrew Means, great tailback and John Schroeder. But that Avon Lake defense, as it always was under legendary coach Dave DeLugas, it was an outstanding defense. Matt Kostolnik, who, as you said, is now roaming the sidelines as the head coach of the Shoremen. Well, he came up big in the state championship game, and here's his first big play.
Second and 10 from the 28-yard line. Root play action, rolling right. Here comes the heat. Hangs it down into the right corner. Jump ball, tip ball, intercepted by Kostolnik. Flags flying all over the place. Kostolnik got knocked out of bounds at the 3-yard line. We'll wait and see what the flags are.
Two defenders, one receiver.
And Matt Kostolnik saying that one's going against Edgewood. Matt Kostolnik with his ninth interception of the year. Root hung it up there. Again, the ball got caught up in the wind. It was a jump ball, and as the deflection came out of there, Matt Kostolnik on the old tip drill.
That's right.
And was able to grab the carom.
And Kostolnik, I mean, how many times, Tim, in the last 5 weeks has this kid come up big time with an interception?
Just an outstanding player and now an outstanding coach for Avon Lake. And you could see when Matt played, he had a coach's mentality. He knew the game very well. He read that play beautifully. And as I mentioned on the call there, the tip drill, that goes all the way back to two-a-days every summer with football teams. They run that tip drill so defensive backs can learn to play a ball off a deflection and learn to anticipate where it's heading. And Matt made a great pick right there. And Avon Lake would finally get on the board in the second quarter of play. It was a scoreless first quarter, and then the Shoremen would finally break through with their first points of the night as John Lyons would hit on a 26-yard field goal in that second period of play.
So fourth down and six from the eight. And the field goal unit comes on into the wind. It'll be a tough try.
But you need six. Also, if it were less, maybe a yard or two, maybe you go for it.
John Lyons will attempt the field goal. Matt Kostolnik will hold. Kostolnik kneels down at the 16. It will be a 26-yard attempt. Left to right. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, and it is good. Avon Lake leads it 3-0.
Now, Bruce, these shows always bring back some memories for me. I had forgotten that not only was Matt Kostolnik a great defensive player, he was the holder on the field goal. I forgot about that. So he did it all for Dave DeLugas, and that field goal would give Avon Lake a 3-0 lead, and that was the score going into the half, and we battled through a scoreless third quarter of play. So it was only a 3-0 game as we went to the fourth in the frigid conditions down at Paul Brown Tiger Stadium in Massillon. And then came the key sequence in the football game. It came in the fourth quarter. Again, Matt Kostolnik, we're saying his name quite a bit, but Trenton Edgewood decided to run a little trick play, some gadgetry. And boy, did it blow up, and Matt Kostolnik was the guy who really made the key play of the night for the Shoremen.
Second down and 12. 2 minutes off the fourth quarter clock. Avon Lake leading 3-0. Will John Lyons be the hero of this ball game? A 26-yard field goal with 6:47 left in the second quarter. Root back to pass, fires, and now the hook and lateral.
Oh.
And the ball's free at the 5-yard line. It's picked up, and out inside the one at about the half-inch line.
Oh, man.
Are the Shoremen.
I don't know if that play was called, Tim, the old hook and ladder, or if they did it on their own, but, man, was that risky. Ay, ay, ay.
Tomo, they ran that play in their first-round playoff matchup and hit it big.
Well, they didn't hit it big there.
Boy. And Avon Lake with a chance.
Man.
To give themselves some breathing room. They have it inside the Edgewood 1-yard line. First and goal for the Shoremen. I formation behind Tyler Boer. Boer under center. Boer turns, hands off, Schroeder, right side, touchdown!
Ay, ay, ay. That's my favorite from Tom.
Well, as I mentioned, that Avon Lake offense, the 2003 Shoremen offense, was just high-powered. But on this night, between the conditions and a very good Trenton defense, they just couldn't get it going. But John Schroeder, he was the guy that night for Avon Lake as far as at least generating some offense. Schroeder on the night had 114 yards. It took him 33 carries to get that 114. Boer only completed 5 passes on the night, but that was the touchdown that really, as I said in the highlight there, gave Avon Lake a little bit of breathing room. But certainly Trenton Edgewood wasn't done. And then a little bit later on, Bruce, in that fourth quarter of play, we had a bizarre sequence in which we had literally back-to-back fumbles by each club.
Second and 5 from the 35. Handoff goes to Wright. Wright again cuts it back out to about the 39. And Avon Lake saying that ball's loose at the bottom of the pile. And the Shoremen come up with the football. It indeed was loose at the bottom of the pile, and it's Ricky Link, the senior quarterback, who comes out of there with the pigskin.
He'll never forget that play, Tim. Well, I tell you, the roof has caved in on the Cougars in the last 30 seconds.
Avon Lake is 8 minutes and 51 seconds away from a victory in the state championship game. Pitch right, Schroeder. John to the 35. Bangs into a couple of Cougars. And now the Cougars are saying the ball's loose. And the Cougars get it right back.
Wow.
Schroeder coughed it up as he got popped at the 35. And Edgewood with the football.
Yeah, it was a bizarre sequence. So Edgewood got it back. Still trailing 10-0, but they would get their first points in the ball game with 6:13 to go. Josh Clancy for Trenton Edgewood would bang it in from a yard out to make it a little bit closer.
Avon Lake leading 10-0. Ball at the right hash mark. Edgewood comes out. Clancy behind Root. Clancy gets the handoff. Right side. Touchdown!
That made it 10-7 after the extra point. So Avon Lake is clinging to that three-point lead, and Edgewood would get it back one more time. And as I said, the Avon Lake defense was kind of overlooked this year because the offense was so great. But they clinched it on a defensive play. I mentioned he was a Division I wide receiver, but he was a great DB as well. Andrew Means would lock it up for the Shoremen.
70 yards of snow-covered turf here at Paul Brown Tiger Stadium. The Edgewood Cougars must travel to deny the Shoremen a state championship. Four receivers to the right. Root out of the shotgun. Root will hang a floater. It'll simply come down near the midfield stripe. In fact, it's intercepted at the 45. Sliding down is Means, and that'll do it. The Avon Lake Shoremen have won the state championship. Their remarkable run through the 2003 season has concluded with a state title on a snow-covered Paul Brown Tiger Stadium field here in Massillon. Andrew Means with the game-clinching interception. The Shoremen celebrating in style at the midfield stripe.
Tim, there's the sign. One word.
Wow. The undefeated sign that we have seen throughout the postseason. Avon Lake wins it 10-7. The Shoremen cap their remarkable year, 15-0, ranked number one in the state of Ohio, not only in the AP poll, but they will hoist that trophy in ceremony shortly here at Paul Brown Tiger Stadium in Massillon.
Yeah, that's unbelievable, Bruce. Hard to believe that was 17 years ago, and certainly, as Tom will mention a couple of times during the broadcast, moments that you never forget. Although, a quick funny story, I know we're pressed on time here, but I once asked Dave DeLugas, the head coach, what was his best memory or, you know, most significant memory of that night. And as Avon Lake was driving back to Lorain County from Massillon, their bus slid off the road. So they were stuck outside of Massillon while they had to have somebody come and get their bus off the highway. So anyway, it's memories that those kids will never forget. Kids, now they're in their mid-30s. But Matt Kostolnik, as he leads his team on the field as the head coach of the Shoremen, certainly will always look back on that fondly as well, as will I. Just a great memory, a great game, and one you never forget.
It is the Alcorn Archives on WEOL, brought to you by Mama Joe Homestyle Pies in the Amherst Shopping Plaza off Cooper Foster Park Road. Enjoy the taste you remember. Stop soon at Mama Joe Homestyle Pies.